May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. What does it mean to turn up and show up? You have turned up this morning. I hope that you've been greeted at the door, as well as by your neighbours in the pews. Your presence has been recognised. Indeed, you have already been counted as part of the numbers that have gathered here today, a number that will later be recorded in the service book. You have officially turned up. Now, sometimes I can turn up, but I might not show up. Let me explain. To pick a random example, in a meeting, my mind may very occasionally, of course, be elsewhere. Disengaged may be perhaps a too strong a word, but sometimes I can be present in body, but not in heart. I have turned up, but I have not shown up. Perhaps you might know what I am talking about. There may be conversations where you glaze over as the other person speaks to you. There may be lessons in school where your mind is definitely not on the subject. There may be sermons where you get the picture. The problem with not showing up is that it limits my engagement. I've already drawn boundaries around how much I am willing to engage. But when I don't allow my concerns and preoccupations to dominate, then I turn up and I show up. I am ready to encounter. The Christ child had a number of visitors, people who turned up to see him. But these meetings were also places of encounter. They turned up, but they showed up too. They were present, and they were changed. Today, on this Epiphany Sunday, we mark the coming of the Magi to visit Jesus. And it's a wonder that they turned up in the first place. Let's compare for a moment their experience to the shepherds. The shepherds, well, they received a personal invitation. "Do not be afraid," says the angel. I am bringing you good news of great joy. The shepherds even receive a timeline. To you is born this day a saviour. This news is hot off the press for the shepherds. And they may be scared witless, but they know something of what to expect. "You will find a baby in strips of cloth lying in a manger." The shepherds know what they're looking for, and they don't have far to go. At the end of the night, they can be back with their flocks because they're locals. But for the Magi, the situation is quite different. There is no personal invitation to see the child. They only have a hazy sense of a timeline. They know that the baby has been born, but not much beyond that, and they certainly don't know what the baby is wearing. And the Magi were most definitely not locals. It's not clear whether they were from Persia, so that's modern-day Iran, or Arabia. But curiously, in the 1920s, a British scholar named E. Bishop visited a Bedouin tribe in Jordan, which bore the Arabic name Al-Kokabani, which means those who study or follow the planets. And when he asked, "Why do you call yourselves that name?" they said it was because their ancestors followed the planets and traveled to Palestine to honor Jesus when he was born. Curious. It's clear that the Magi were outside the religious traditions of the people of Israel. And yet, through God's infinite love and generosity, they encounter God in Christ. Not only do the Magi turn up, however unlikely it is that they get there in the first place, they also show up wholeheartedly, even at great personal cost. The journey itself is no easy feat. If you have considered minimizing your carbon footprint and taking fewer flights, then you'll know that in choosing an alternative route for your trip, you need to factor in more time and more planning time. Traveling this way simply takes longer, and it requires a lot more forethought. And then we got to remember that Magi did not have the luxury of trains or cars or boats. Their trip would have involved a lot of preparation: stargazing, map consulting, provision stocking, animal caring, present buying, blister preventing. It was a physical adventure. But they also go on a journey of understanding. In the beginning, they go to Herod's palace to find out about the king's birth. And though they intend to return to him, their plans are changed by a divine encounter. And so they left for their own country by another road. On their journey, their plans, their ideas, and their understanding changes. And they come to trust the voice of God over and above the voice of wealth and power expressed by King Herod. The Magi committed this adventure of faith, not knowing what they would encounter. They risked much, plunging themselves into different cultures and traditions, all to ensure that they would show up and encounter the King of the Jews. Epiphany is a really challenging feast. It pushes us to expand our understanding of the way God reaches out to people to announce the good news in and through Christ. And it also challenges us. What does it mean to be faithful? To turn up and to show up for God. God's own work of embracing people is more mystery than formula. The shepherds, they have a direct encounter with the angel. But the Magi are led by a very indirect route to God's presence. First through a star, then through the scriptures relayed by Herod's stooges, and then finally they learn not to return to Herod through a dream. A star, the scriptures, a dream. God's ways are so much bigger than our understanding. Perhaps you know this to be true yourself. You've noticed that the way you encounter God is different to the way it once was. The way you pray, read the Bible, appreciate the Eucharist, all these things may have changed over time. And perhaps you may in fact feel that God speaks to you most clearly when you're outside, through a sunset, or through looking at the night sky. Epiphany reminds us to be surprised by God's revelation in Christ. God may ask us to show up in different ways than we once did. But we need not trust our past experiences of God over and above what God is saying to us afresh today through the Spirit. The beginning of the year is a good time to ask yourself how God is asking you to show up. You may feel prompted to get more involved in the church life here. Home groups are a great opportunity to go deeper, and there is a list of them on the website and at the back of the church. And if you would like help discerning what God might be asking you to do at this time and what your gifts are, it's never too late to do that. And you might be interested in the 6-week SHAPE course that we're running in the deanery that explores how we can use our gifts for God. And perhaps if you do have just a little window of time that you would like to offer the church, even an hour, you might like to speak to Jill or Dennis, who would be delighted to hear from you and find you a good fit. What could happen if we turned up and showed up this year? May God lead us through the Spirit to a place of surprising encounter with Christ, and may we have the grace to turn up and to show up. Amen.